Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Mixed bag throughout the day with a lot of exciting news, I guess, that excited the market anyway. So we had some big moves to finish out the day. We had the 11 o'clock a.m. USDA report, which was the which started the fire, and we ended up today corn down 8 to 12 cents, soybeans higher, July 16 and a half higher at 1486, and then November, which is new crop, only 2.5 higher at 1226 and a half. That spread between July and November rallied in the last 2 days about 30 cents. Today it was up about 15 at $2.60. Now that's the spread between the July and November soybeans. And then if you look at the wheat, wheat surprised everybody today and was weaker. We'll talk about the report next and how bullish in my opinion, bullish it was, but that did not affect the market, did not drive prices higher. A lot of times you'll see a bullish report released, and then that will be the high, and the market will then sell off. Of course, if you live here in the Southern Plains, you know how dry we are and how the prospects of a huge harvest just aren't there this year. So, and that's in a pretty wide area. But wheat did sell off post-report and then closed near the low. The low for the last 2 or 3 days for the July Kansas City was 828, right where we closed.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning's grain report broke down several things and updated some others. All winter wheat production is going to be 1.403 billion bushels. That was below the estimate of 1.468 and below last year of 1.534. If you look at this hard red winter wheat, which we grow here in the Southern Plains, it was also bullish at 746 million bushels. The average estimate was 782. And then last year we were 744, so just slightly above last year's number. Ending stocks for the 13-14 marketing year for wheat were 583 million bushels. The average guess was 588, so that was also a little bit bullish. For corn, 1.146 billion, bullish as well. The average guess was 1.314. And then soybeans were 130 million bushels, where the average guess was 134. So bullish on the 13-14 ending stocks across the board. If we go out to next year, for wheat ending stocks, 540 million bushels versus an average guess of 553. So that's bullish. Corn and beans both bearish. Corn ending stocks, 1.726 billion bushels, up from 1.672 estimated. And then for soybeans, 330 million bushels, higher than 307 estimated.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, June live cattle were up 12 cents at 138.05, May feeders were up $1.07 at 184.57, and May lean hogs lost 22 cents and closed at 114.67. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was down 13.5 cents at 8.19 even, Chicago May wheat down 12 and 3 quarters at 7.14, Chicago May corn down 8 and 1 quarter cent at 5.05 even, and May soybeans were up 26 and 3 quarter cents at 15.01 even. And July cotton was down 69 points at 92.36. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.